BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An investigation has been launched into the death of a prisoner in Mooi River. It's understood that Edwin Tablanche was being transported in a police van when he died on Tuesday. He was en route to holding cells in Maritzburg from the Mooi River Magistrates Court. Tablanche was accused of murdering his partner, Stacey van Heerden, at a hotel last month. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Netshuende.
An inmate who was being transported from court to the police station was found dead inside the police van upon arrival at the police station. Circumstances which could have led to the death are being investigated.
The family of an elderly Pinetown woman says they are waiting for the results of a post-mortem exam to determine her cause of death. The body of 83-year-old Ruth Elizabeth, who'd been living with dementia, was discovered in a bush in Mosley Park on Tuesday. Dawn Goundon from Renegade Search and Rescue says she's reported to have left home on foot after midnight.
From 3 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, she was out in the cold, and it could have led to also a case of being victim of hypothermia, and she was not wearing clothes that was going to safeguard her against the elements, especially the wind and the rain. She walked towards a very lush bush area about 150 meters away from her said property.
Police are investigating. Now, the Gift of the Givers says it's providing relief to more than 2,000 people displaced by deadly floods in the Eastern Cape. Torrential rains, snow and strong winds battered parts of the province this week. At least 49 people lost their lives in the Oratumbo District Municipality. The organization's Ali Sable says they first started receiving calls for help from the Butterworth community on Monday.
Water went, washed over the homes, and in some instances washed the homes completely away. Our teams was immediately on the ground, and community halls was opened up. Within seconds, close to 2,000 people are currently being accommodated at three community halls.
Sable says then came the desperate pleas from Mtata.
You could see the total destruction, the impact and the floods and the storm had in the vulnerable communities. Homes were completely washed away. People informed us how our mothers were clinging onto their children, thinking that they have lost them at the severity and force of the water coming down. Gift of the Givers has teams on the ground to busy with activation.
And the SA National Defence Force says the first group of South African troops who are deployed to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo will return home on Friday. 14 soldiers were killed after clashes with M23 rebels in January. SANDF spokesperson Prince Shabalala says the troops will be welcomed by Defence Minister Angie Motshekga at Air Force Base Bloemspruit in Bloemfontein.
The troops were deployed to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo as part of the Southern African Development Community Mission in the DRC.
Our lead story, an investigation has been launched into the death of a prisoner in Mooi River. It's understood that Edwin Tablanche was being transported in a police van when he died on Tuesday. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.